Liam Madden has learned to question authority. When he served as a Marine in the Iraq War, Madden says he witnessed the power of the United States government to deceive its own citizens. And he says ill-advised military operations aren't the only places the American people are being duped.
Now, the 38-year-old Bellows Falls resident wants to disrupt the federal power structure by becoming part of it. And while Madden may be Vermont's Republican nominee for the U.S. House of Representatives, the self-described independent is appealing to disaffected voters of all political persuasions. Our colleague Peter Hirschfeld has this profile.
The word that comes to mind as I look out in front of me to a sea of New England's most concerned and compassionate citizens is conscience.
In 2008, one of the founding members of Iraq Veterans Against the War addressed a large crowd that had gathered for an anti-war rally in Kennebunkport, Maine.
And we hope to serve as an example that people, of how people can directly obstruct the machinery of war and profit that has consumed our government. Yes!
The speaker's name was Liam Madden, a 24-year-old former Marine who grew up in Stowe in Bellows Falls. Madden first deployed to Iraq in 2004 as a communication electronics specialist with the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit. He ended up supporting an infantry unit in Haditha, the city in which U.S. military personnel killed 24 unarmed Iraqi civilians in 2005.
We must understand the system of government which we have to secure our rights, to remedy our grievances, has failed us. Our government has failed humanity.
Madden's views haven't softened over time. And 14 years after that speech, outside a coffee shop in Bellows Falls, Madden looks back on his anti-war activism as a kind of turning point.
And that caused me to see how good people and how societies can turn into really nightmarish places, like Nazi Germany, where it's like the people just follow orders and they conform to social pressure.
For Madden, nothing less than a wholesale reordering the U.S. political system will save the country from the catastrophes at its doorstep. He's got a raft of proposals related to climate change, healthcare, public education, and other hot-button policy issues, and he's interested in something called liquid democracy, which gives people who aren't in elected office a means of direct participation in legislative deliberations. But Madden says the U.S. can't hope to forge progress on any of that unless it torches the two-party system and reimagines the democratic process.
The problem isn't that necessarily that people don't care about our planet or that people don't care about the climate. It's that people don't trust the government to be able to implement the kinds of sweeping changes that are being called for in a way that won't be abused.
Madden's message has found resonance with an unlikely audience, Vermont Republicans. When Madden entered the GOP primary for the U.S. House earlier this year, he made no bones about the fact that he was not a Republican. He said he was using the party primary to gain access to debate stages and attract a media spotlight that shines brighter on major party candidates. Madden was also upfront about wanting to cut military spending by 50% and that he favors universal socialized health care. Not exactly red meat for a conservative audience. But he won anyway, in part because Madden's core message is less about specific policy proposals than a new way of doing business in Washington, D.C.
If we were to stay with the momentum of the existing political paradigm where it's just like demonize the other side, create these kind of false binaries where all the nuance of certain positions is left out for the sake of like short sign bites or for the sake of a million reasons, but we can't actually solve problems well until we expand the tool sets we have to work together.
Paul Dame, chair of the Vermont Republican Party, says takes like that have allowed Madden to tap into a well of discontent.
I think that's one of the reasons that he won the Republican primary, is I think that there are a lot of Republicans who see things that need to be changed and to be fixed about the two-party system, or even just within our own party.
That doesn't mean Dame and the party proper are backing their nominee. Dame says Madden made it clear that he didn't want to be affiliated with Republicans, and so they're forsaking him in turn. Madden won't have access to the party's voter data, financial assistance, or field infrastructure. Madden, a father of two, juggles campaigning with his full-time job as director of solar energy for a home energy company. Madden has a tree trunk of a neck and a wrestler's build, but friends say his disarming smile and kind eyes make the first-time candidate an approachable guy. David Cooch got to know Madden well when the two men started a green energy business before the pandemic.
Very charismatic. I sort of had this impression of him as this sort of very impressive, capable, motivated person. I was like, yeah, this guy's maybe a little intimidating almost in that respect.
The business they started failed, but Cooch says Madden's a visionary leader who does, in fact, work well with others.
I mean, he's definitely motivated by a desire to uplift humanity and create better conditions for everyone. I think, you know, that comes hand in hand with healthy skepticism of the powers that be.
Though Madden's hoping to transcend party labels, he has some views that are likely to alienate many Democratic voters. He's a strong border guy, for example, and thinks migrant farm workers who've been in Vermont illegally for less than 5 years should be arrested and deported.
I don't believe we can have a country where we completely ignore law. So, yeah, if you come here illegally, I think you should expect to be deported.
Madden says he's not about to tailor his campaign platform to maximize his voter appeal. And he acknowledges he's in an uphill battle against his Democratic opponent, Becca Ballen. The $40,000 Madden's raised for his campaign so far comes mostly from a loan from his wife's business that he'll have to pay back. Ballen, meanwhile, has raised more than $1 million.
Yeah, I need to, in the military it's called asymmetric warfare. I need to make a lot happen with a little amount of resources.
The former Marine is fighting a battle of ideas now, and voters will decide in November whether they want to join his side. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.